This is HPR episode 1890 entitled, A Short Walk with My Son. It is hosted by first-time host Felevebug and is about 19 minutes long. The summary is, Dave takes a walk with his son Alex and spouts a bunch of random guff about things.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Right. See you later. Come on then, Trouble. Right. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
We're just waiting for my friend to get here. And
have a good day.
Then we're off.
Right. See you later on. Come on, Alex.
Oh, Alex! What about me?
You can say goodbye to Amy. Is that it? You want to go give her a kiss and cuddle? Aww. can we put your nappy away, please? Yeah, because your nappy's hanging out. There we go. Right, come on then, hand. Yeah, we go in there. Yeah, that's Daddy's car. Well, hi everyone. My name's The Love Bug. This is my first HPR recording, although I'm not a stranger to podcasting. I have with me my son. What's your name? Come here. Speaking to there. Here. Speaking to that. What's your name? What's your name? Who's this?
Alex.
And we're walking down to our local church as we have a posh coffee and breakfast morning. Note to self, record a HPR episode about coffee. What's the matter?
You don't know.
Okay.
I'm walking.
You are walking. So this episode has actually been inspired by an episode that John Culp has recorded, which I really hope you don't get to hear. And the reason I'm saying that is because it's actually an emergency show, which is sitting in the HPR feed for when we run low on shows. So John Culp is the inspiration for me actually getting off my behind and actually recording a show for HPR finally. You'd think that as a long-time podcaster, I've been podcasting for 7.5 years now, I would have actually got around to it. And I have actually got a podcast sitting on the cutting room floor from Odd Camp last year. Come on, sweetheart. Which I haven't yet finished editing. Great intentions, but I'm sure as any activist will tell you, intentions don't count for a thing. So, a little bit about me. My real name's Dave. I'm from South Yorkshire in the UK. I'm not a South Yorkshire native. I'm actually from the south of the UK, you know. I'm from southern England, yes. Couldn't tell you from my accent. Oh. Don't fall over, sweetheart. Not when crossing a road, anyway, eh? And, live up here with my family. Lovely wife, Caroline, musical as she's otherwise known. And my children, Amy, Cara, and Alex, who's with me at the moment. Walking incredibly slowly, dude. Can you speed up?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. What's what? It is a bird. So I was inspired by something that John Culp posted on his GNU social feed about a lapel mic. that he had purchased. And I think he said he managed to get three of them for about, I think he said $6 or $7, which works out about £5 or so here in the UK. And I already had an outstanding issue that I needed to resolve with regard to a lapel mic. In our church, we have a wireless transmitter pack for the microphone.
Hold that
pack. Yeah, you can hold that, darling. Oh, yeah, okay. Do you want to push it? Okay, I'll hold this. There we go. And the wireless, the mic, the lapel mic bit, the wire had actually come loose at the plug that goes into the transmitter pack. And it kept cutting out. So I've already had already... Whoa! You crashed it.
Yeah.
I had already replaced the lapel mic once. But it cost about 25 quid. What's that? 37, 38, maybe $40. Just to replace this lapel mic. And I've been trying to get in touch with the company to get a replacement, but they've not been particularly forthcoming. You'd think they want my money, wouldn't you? They've not been particularly forthcoming about it. So, on the suggestion of John Culp, I ordered a packet of five of these little cheap lapel mics. Newer, the makers, N-E-E-W-E-R. I'll stick a note in the show notes to the link for this. Come here, sweetheart, right across the road. Give me a hand. Yeah, this road here. Good boy. No, 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 hold my hand. Hold my hand, please. Come on. You have to hold my hand, Alex. You're crossing a road. Yeah, I know, darling, I know. Look, right, we're off a road now. Go. Yeah, okay. Terrible twos. So I thought what I'd do is I'd take a couple of these into the church and try it out on the battery pack, on the transmitter pack, to see if it works. So taking out what is effectively a £30 replacement part for £1.50, which, that's a win in my book. So, yeah. Come on, darling. Look, sweetheart. Alex, we want to get there today, don't we?
Look, that.
What's what? That's a tree. Yes, it's a tree. Yeah. So, a little bit of my background then. I've been podcasting 7.5 years, as I mentioned before. Podcasts such as, you may have heard of, the Bugcast, which is the podcast I started with. I'm also a contributor to the Duffercast, which some of you, I believe, have heard of, with HBR stalwarts such as Inskius, McNarloo, Expat Paul, you may have heard of, Chalcolom, and Yannick. We're all from different countries in Europe, which is accidental. It wasn't the intention. But the only requirement for taking part in the Duffercast is you must be over the age of 40. I'm not the youngest one in the group, but not by much. Alex, come here, please, darling. Darling, Alex, you're going to get wet feet. Now, come on. I know you're walking, but you're also walking in thick... Oh, yuck. In thick grass. Oh, look, you're soaking. Well, you've got to walk in that for the rest of the time. Come this side. You numpty. You are walking. But I'd also contribute to a couple of other music podcasts as well. I'll put relevant links in the show notes for that. You what? Your hands in your pocket. That car didn't sound well. Right, come here, darling, give me a hand. We're crossing a road. Give me a hand. Give me your hand, please. We're crossing a road. Wait a minute. There we go. Go, go, go. Here we go. You can put your hand back in your pocket once we have crossed this road. Yes. There we go. I'm also a... Oh, sorry, note to self. Do an HBR show on how I got started in podcasting. I'm also a Linux user, so that kind of puts me into the free software bracket. Note to self, do a show about my journey into Linux. See, all these shows that I am ripe, eligible to do. And it's just finding the time to do it. Although I really don't have an excuse at all. Oh, mind that, darling. That's nasty.
No.
Yeah, do you know what that is?
No.
Alex?
What?
Do you know what that is?
Dog poo.
It is dog poo, yes. Oh, dear. House of the Mouths of Babes. Yeah, there's lots of it around, sweetheart, despite the fact that people get fined in this country for allowing their dogs to poop on public walkways.
Found it.
Found what?
The tree.
You found a tree?
No. Found it.
What have you found?
It's there.
What is it?
It's a tree.
You found a tree?
Yeah.
Wow. There are loads of trees, aren't there? Hmm?
Lots of trees.
Loads of trees.
What's that?
That's a piece of bag sellotape to a window. I'm not going to try and wear that one out. It's actually quite a beautiful October morning. My watch says it's 9 degrees outside. 9 degrees Celsius, that is. That would be... Oh, good grief. 981 divided by 5 is 16 plus 32, 30, so 48. Is that 48 degrees? Yeah, 48 degrees Fahrenheit. Yes, we use the metric system here in the UK. Well, for some things, not for others. Still wouldn't go into a pub and say, can I please have half a litre of ale? What a pint. Despite the fact that we invented the imperial system, there are certain things that we insist on metricising. Note to self, do a show on the variances between different measurement systems. Oh dear. I'm not making a note of these as I go along. I'll just, when I go through and edit this and do the replay. So I've got no idea how this is going to turn out audio-wise, because I've only ever used this lapel mic once, and that was in test conditions. I did a very short recording, only about 20 seconds long, I'll link to that in the show notes as well, of recording on my Nexus 7, both with and without the lapel mic. And the lapel mic was a huge improvement, because the microphone on the Nexus 7 is quite rubbish. And then again on my Olympus DM3, which I'm actually recording on at the moment. Actually, what I'll do, I get the DM3 out of my pocket. The internal microphone. Say hello, Alex. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello. So you're actually hearing this recording this in glorious stereo, but I will mix it down to mono before it gets rendered. Let me put the lapel mic back in. There we go, we're back on the lapel mic now. No, Alex, please don't.
Aeroplane.
Where's the aeroplane?
It's there.
Oh, yes. Oh, excuse me. Good grief. One thing I will do, and actually this is an HBR show that I've been wanting to do for quite some time. It's going to be a Contra show. I know that...
What's that?
That is a van. There is a van coming. There's a lot of opinion about what constitutes acceptable with regard to audio quality. And I know the general rule is, if you can hear it, it's good enough. And I want to counter that argument, because different people listen to different shows in different circumstances. And up until recently, until I started car sharing, most of my... Whoa, careful, darling. Most of my podcast consumption was in the car. Now, I don't have a particularly... quiet car, it's a bit noisy. It's only a small car. I haven't got your phone, darling. And when you're going at 70 miles an hour down the motorway, the road noise is quite remarkable. I haven't got your phone, darling. Have you got your phone?
Yeah.
Where?
It's in there.
No, it's not here. And I personally feel that a small amount of work, and I'm on about, trivial amount of work, just by throwing the end audio file through a service like Auphonic, which is free, up to 2 hours of processing a month, would make huge differences to the output of audio quality recorded on portable recorders or laptop microphones or such like. So I will do an HBR episode on Auphonic as a service and what it actually does and how it improves output. But I am going to throw this show through Auphonic as well, just to see if it makes a... Oh, excuse me, hiccups. If it makes a difference. Right, we're going to cross the road here, sweetheart. So give me a hand. Give me your... No. Give me your hand. No, give me your... Right, come on. I know. You hold my hand when we're crossing the road. Good boy. All right, up you go. Whee! Right, go that side. That's it. Then you're not on the roadside. All right, come on then. Although I might decide that once I've actually heard this show through, that the audio quality is so awful that I'll just dump it. And come on, darling. What? There's not a car coming. Come on. Come on, before the coffee goes. I want coffee. Come on. Come on. Please, Alex. Do you want to go in the pushchair? You want to go in the pushchair? Oh, come on then. Oh, didn't expect that. He's,
No.
You don't want to go in the pushchair. Right, if you don't want to go in the pushchair, then you walk with me. Hang on a minute. There. Happy now? There we go. Right, let me put the bag over the back here then.
No.
Yes, yes.
I'm not here.
No, because you're... There. How's that? Is that better?
Yeah.
Right, there we go. The bag can't fall off now. No, other side. This side. This side. Darling. No. Right, so let's just say then, you slip on some of that moss, you go rolling down that hill, and you land in the road. Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Fine. We'll let that happen then.
Hello.
Come here a minute. Come here. Right, come here. I want to talk to you. You want to talk to these people? No, come here. Talk to the microphone. So come say hello.
Hello.
Right, your name is?
Alex.
Alex. And how old are you? You don't know?
Yeah.
What comes after one?
Two.
Yes, right. You are two. Well done. Clever boy. Two and a half, aren't you? Where have your sisters gone? They've gone? They've gone to the shop?
No.
No? Where have they gone?
I don't know.
You don't know? Oh, they've gone to the cinema?
No.
Yes, they have. Because your big sister, Alex... No, come here, please. Come here. Come here.
No.
Your big sister is 10 years old next week.
Okay, yeah.
And they've gone to see, with some friends... Hotel Transylvania 2.
Yeah.
Hmm? What are you going to show me? What are you going to show me? Alex, come on, darling. Right, you're getting in the pushchair. Right, pushchair. Come on then, please. It is now nearly 20 past 10 in the morning. You are the slowest walker in history. For somebody that I struggle to keep up with, it's actually very easy right now. It's nothing. It's nothing for you to worry about. Come on. Hey, it's not Dora.
No.
Dora the Explorer.
No.
Dingbat. That's better. So, anyway, we're not far from the church now, so I shall leave you in peace. Hopefully you've not fallen asleep. So, hope you've enjoyed it. We will be back soon at some point. So, this is the Love Bug from the UK, signing off, and we will speak soon. Say bye-bye, Alex.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.